Okay, let's go to Moscow now and talk with New Orleans photographer Frank Relly. Frank, tell me where you are in Moscow.
I'm at the Multimedia Center, Moscow House of Photography. I'm standing in the middle of an exhibition hall that features photographs of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay, that's kind of wild. I mean, relations may be chilly right now between the U.S. and Russia, but nothing like a little dose of gumbo to thaw things out, or at least some pictures of it. This is your brainchild, so it's professional shots from what I gather, and social media snaps of New Orleans. What's the whole point?
Well, the U.S. Embassy has sponsored this show, A Cultural Exchange. About a year ago, they contacted me and asked me if I would put together a show about New Orleans culture, American culture, to bring to Moscow. Now, relations between the countries at that time didn't anticipate what was going on now, but we've continued with the idea for this exhibition. And it turns out that New Orleans, like you say, between the food, the music, the culture of the city, is an interesting ambassador to bring to Moscow at this time.
Yeah, I've seen a small sampling of the shots. There are over 1,000 of them. I've seen a few, and they really do capture the city and the region. What are some of the images that people are lingering over?
Well, because the photographs come from social media, a lot of them look like a family album. And a family album looks the same in Russia, oftentimes, as it does in the United States, because it's pictures of their mom and dad, pictures of a kid who's losing his tooth, people sitting at the breakfast table. Then you see something like a voodoo ceremony in New Orleans, which looks very strange. There's a man holding feathers and different charms of the voodoo ceremony. There's a photograph of the voodoo priestess on the bridge. She's preparing for the washing of the head ceremony. And so this is strange. It's unusual.
Yeah, so how is all this going over at this low point in U.S.-Russia relations? Are you kind of listening closely to some of the people as they look at these pictures?
I am. I'm very curious as to how it was going to be received. There are a lot of open and curious people that have some connection or relationship with New Orleans. A man came and he brought photographs of New Orleans with him that depicted Preservation Hall and his visit to New Orleans 20 years ago. One individual who was on the museum staff who was helping hang the show, there's a photograph in the show of a family of people holding guns, some of them automatic, semi-automatic rifles. And the reason for the photographers, it's Julie Domansky's photograph, the reason why she took the photographs was questions surrounding gun control. But as soon as this man saw the photograph, he understood it as a much more aggressive posturing. Maybe he said it looks like war. And that was an interesting interaction. It made me scared, made me think, should I take this photograph down? What I've tried to do is create a range of view of the culture of New Orleans, positive and negative.
Well, as you say, there's that picture of a family with guns. There seem to be lots of pictures of people kind of on the bayou with their guns. Also, some shots of gay men at Mardi Gras. That could ruffle feathers, but I'm just wondering if maybe Russia, the Kremlin, is trying to spin these images of New Orleans in any particular way.
Well, I haven't talked to anyone from the Kremlin. There's people from the United States Embassy here, and everyone that has seen the show, I asked them, you know, the pictures of the gay people, or the pictures of the guns. No one has said anything negative to me.
As a New Orleans photographer yourself, Frank, have you ever curated or had your photographs in a more kind of odd place at such an odd time?
The idea of the show was, when we conceived it, before tensions were high between the countries, was to create understanding between cultures. And right now, I think that that's more important than ever. You talked about the guys on the bayou with their guns. I had to reach out to those people, because the show doesn't just represent New Orleans, it represents the surrounding areas. So I reached out to the people out in the country surrounding New Orleans, and I told them, hey, I like this photograph, I want to bring it to Moscow to show it. And that's been over the past couple of months when tensions were high. And everyone agreed to do that, which surprised me. I thought some people would say, no, I don't want to have my picture of me holding my gun go to Moscow. But instead they did. I'll be curious to see how that's received throughout the course of the exhibition. I plan to stay here for the next 10 days and try to facilitate online conversations between the viewers in Russia and people in the United States.
New Orleans photographer Frank Relly is the curator of New Orleans in Photographs, showing now in Moscow at the Multimedia Museum, Moscow House of Photography. Thanks a lot, Frank.
Thank you, Marco.